So I was in the pub having a catch-up with a mate, and he says to me,
"So, mate, how's life?"
And I say,
"Life is amazing."
And he says,
"Yeah? Tell me about it."
And I say,
"Life is just amazing. It's a real gift. It's your one opportunity to explore the physical universe and form connections to each other and have experiences, create memories. It's a great experiment. You could be born into poverty in a barren wasteland, or created in a test tube on the moon. You could be a Buddhist monk with a shaved head in a monastery, or a professional athlete who lives in the sky, maybe even both in the same lifetime. Life, my friend, is truly amazing."
And then he says,
"No, I mean, how's your life?"
And I say,
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No, no. Oh, fuck. All right, Gazza, you all right, mate? Oh, thank God, someone said you were under attack. Yeah, it's been in the papers, apparently. Glad you're okay, mate. All right, Gaz. Speak to you later, mate. Bye. Bye. Thank you, that's very kind. Thanks. Thank you, that's very generous. Thank you.
Oh, God. If I had to pick a favourite Roman emperor, I would say Augustus Gloop.
So, Liam, what made you want to become an architect?
I became an architect for the same reason any architect does. The pussy.
Innovative. Offensive. Physically impossible? Their constructions have taken the UK architecture scene by storm. Let me take you backstage as they design their most ambitious building yet. This is Westwood Davis. These are the new architects.
This is our studio. This is my brother Dave. He's on the walls and pillars. This is Jared, our fenestrator. And obviously, I take care of the horizontals, both literally and in the sex way.
Pillarmeister Dave Westwood.
We're entering a new period creatively. We're transitioning from designing buildings to designing rumular experiences.
You can't hold up a building with three pillars of Kabbalah. They're metaphorical!
If you spent 5 minutes off smack, you'd see how real they were. I don't denigrate your philosophy of shagging anyone who still watches Blue Peter.
If you're gonna be like this, we're done, Dave! Westwood Davis is over!
Whoa, guys, come on. We can figure this out.
Not this time, Jared. I'm done with him and I'm done with the firm.
Fenestrator Jared Davis.
The brothers will fight over anything. I'm normally the one who de-escalates. The fights, I mean. I don't mean the work I do with my charity. De-escalate, which campaigns to stop the construction of new escalators by 2030. Come off it, Liam. Just yesterday we were all getting on like a house on fire.
What did you just say?
A house on fire?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Quick, someone get me a big blue piece of paper.
Civil engineer Donnie Deathtrap.
They don't make our jobs easy, but when you see the final result, it's always worth the sleepless nights and mental health episodes.
I don't care if it's impossible. You're the civil engineer, you figure it out. Why is there an amp here?
I'm like 20 totally in the sales right now, man.
Do you get nervous before ribbon-cutting ceremonies?
Yeah, I used to. I'd be so nervous I'd forget which walls were load-bearing, but our planning officer usually has a few magic pills that take the edge off. We are Westwood Davis, and we designed this building.
What is it about Westwood Davis that excites people?
It's amazing how they've changed fire from a destructive force into not only a creative force, but a regulation compliant one as well. It's their best work yet.
In the house how? Like I'm a tenant?
Guys, I overheard a group of high schoolers saying Westwood Davis are designing a tiny home in the disabled toilets right after this. There's only room for 5 people. It sounds pretty exclusive.
Can you imagine being that close to Liam Livid?
I know, he practically invented punkitecture. Wow, I've never been in a site manager's cabin before. What's that?
Oh, this old thing? Oh, just my signed conceptual model of the Shard. You know, the one Renzo threw into the crowd at Al Rea Hunt? Yeah, I outbid 3 AB states for this one. Do you want to touch it? Touch my Marquette. Give us 30 minutes, would you, mate?
Fucking architects, man.
I'll be 5 seconds. They know me.
Sorry, mate, but if you're not on the list, you can't enter the building.
Mate, I am on the list. Archie Tectonic. I worked on this building. I was the concrete pourer.
You said you knew the architects.
I do. Where are you going?
Security. Oh,
fucking
can
sell out.
Can you this man?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Christ.
Fucking hell.
Get back.
So hot this week that my hometown's new overpass melted. The firm that built it realised they could save money by building it out of chocolate fudge cake. The collapse was quickly dealt with by a team of volunteers, including cookery students from the local college, and 100 paramedics. I ought to get them round to my nan's cottage up in Scotland because she had heavy rainfall recently, and her crumbled topping caved in.
Come on, guys. We've got to collect all the jabs to defeat COVID-19. That's what COVID would be like in Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Wow, Paula, that's actually a good question. I've never actually thought about it like that. Yeah, weird. Okay. Wow, yeah. Jeez. Where have all the cowboys gone?
Thank you. Thanks. And for my final mouth noise this evening. What? Oh, come on. Oh, fucking Philistines. All right, yes, I'm leaving. Oh, yeah, fucking woke brigade. Snowflakes. Thanks for listening to Smack Dead. It was written and performed by Osif, with additional material and voices by Sick, Chris Sansom, Ed Jenkins, Daniel Rainford, Lawrence, Booth, Negatov.tumblr.com, Shimmelenser, Chagronomer, and Fatime Papal. If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this programme, so